With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. A few miles north of Lincoln, wildfires are burning more than 9,000 acres along steep slopes full of thick brush and snags. Crews totaling around 500 people are now working to control the flames that erupted when lightning struck these mountains about a month ago. Fields of tents, command stations, and mobile kitchens and washing stations scatter an area just outside of town along Highway 200, keeping the firefighting effort in constant motion. Matt Conklin is the Forest Service Incident Commander. He says these fires are among the few that escaped initial attacks to put them out.
Initial attack is the cornerstone of fire suppression in all agencies. I would say that 90% of all fires once detected are handled under initial attack. It's a very small percentage of those fires that go large and go into an extended attack.
Once wildfires escape an initial attack, like those burning near Lincoln and other areas around the state, they can burn for weeks and cost tens of millions of dollars to contain. And Conklin says when fires do escape initial attack, they can make it harder for fire agencies to send crews out on new initial attacks.
They have a draw on resources, but they still hold in reserve capacity for initial attack. It's still all land management agencies' goal to keep fires at initial attack. It's our best probability of success.
As the number of large fires increases, David Hamilton with the State Department of Natural Resources and Conservation says it can tap out some agencies' ability to rush out to new fires.
And eventually we just run out of resources. That has been the case in Montana this year, where a lot of these fires have gotten large either because of where they started or because there just wasn't any resources left to go send to that fire to start fighting the fire. I know there's reports in eastern Montana this year where there were fires that were unmanned for a day because there was nobody to send to the fire.
Initial attacks on wildfires can save a lot of money if they're successful. The DNRC spends about $15.5 million a year to fund initial attacks on wildfires across the state, according to DNRC officials. At this point, the state is spending between $1 and $1.5 million a day fighting the wildfires as the number of larger fires grows. As much of the Montana sky became a haze with wildfire smoke, the budget for firefighting in the state was cut roughly in half because of declining state revenues. Although DNRC officials say money won't handcuff this year's firefighting efforts, because funding will be pulled from other areas of government, and the federal government will also reimburse the state for some of its expenses. John Houston with the DNRC says the dry landscape this season is making it harder to stop smaller fires from becoming larger concerns.
So it's not so much we've had a bunch of stars, it's just that the stars we've had have gotten big.
As Houston talks about the summer heat, he occasionally tries to ward off any bad luck coming his way by knocking on the large wooden table he's sitting next to in the DNRC office in Helena. Most of the fires this season are getting bigger than in previous years, he says, but it's been a little quieter in this area the last few weeks, he knocks on wood. While fires are tending to get bigger, the number of new fires actually starting is down this year compared to a 10-year average, he says. He knocks on wood again.
So the DNRC has five of these total.
Outside the DNRC Central Land Office in Helena, Houston walks up a gravel path toward a white helicopter resting in an open field nearby. It's one of the five helicopters the DNRC has around the state to fight and respond to new wildfires. On a day like today, 85 degrees with the last rain falling more than 40 days ago, Houston says he'd send this helicopter and two engines as soon as he got word of a new fire.
We're going to hit it as hard and fast as we need to get it to keep it small. Where in May and June, when things are still green, we might just send one engine, and that might be enough. You know, tying in with the local workforce of the volunteer fire departments in this valley, in this county, is amazing, the force that they can bring. Of course, none of us can do this alone. And we overlap our protection with the county fire departments in a lot of places, and it works the same way with the Forest Service. We all work together pretty well.
Initial attacks on wildfires are a critical and often chaotic part of fighting fires. City, state, tribal, and federal agencies are trying to come up with a plan and organize just as they're learning what's going on with the fire. Decisions at this point are often made on the hood of a pickup truck. Houston says there are agreements between agencies to allow firefighters and some of DNRC's equipment to go wherever they're needed. Although a point of contention in recent fire seasons between the state and federal government is that the five helicopters that Houston mentioned earlier aren't allowed to fight fire on federal land except in life-threatening situations. Houston says it's above his pay grade to get into the details, but earlier this year, Montana's Environmental Quality Council sent a letter to the feds urging an end to what was described by the state council as an illogical bureaucratic technicality. Houston says the DNRC's goal is to keep 95% of wildfires 10 acres or less.
And that's mostly just due because large fires cost more money and long duration and stuff like that. So if we, that's our goal. Doesn't say it always happens in special years like this where we have our fuels are so dry, it's really tough to do that. We're probably not going to make our goal this year.
Mid-August tends to be the peak of Montana's fire season, as forests and rangelands turn dry with the summer heat. But the state has already been in extreme fire condition for weeks. Critical conditions for fire season began ahead of normal. And while the vast majority of wildfires are still being put out quickly in initial attacks, in this year's heat, it's not as easy to stop fire from spreading. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.